If Lewis and Clark had made their journey through central North Dakota in 1960, they would have found that the Missouri River had become a lake. The Garrison Dam, constructed in 1951, was just one of many challenges to the Arikara, Mandan, and Hidatsa tribes. Now they are recognized as the three affiliated tribes. But 200 years ago, they were considered formidable traders, merchants, and bankers along the Missouri River system. Today on Tribal Rhythms, Nico Wynn takes us to meet the Arikara, or Saanich people, in White Shield, North Dakota, on the Fort Berthold Reservation.
The Great Plains in August stretch like a golden sea of grass across the open land. It is a time of harvest and celebration, a time of renewal. The Arikara people once gardened along the fertile bottomlands along the Missouri River in what is now South Dakota. Their history, like their soil, was rich in tales of spirits, powers, and mystery. Of the Caddoan language group, the Arikara lived in round earthen lodges that were 40 to 70 feet in diameter. The latest evidence indicates they had been migrating slowly upstream since prehistoric times, bringing with them ancient ceremonies for the renewal of the earth. Mother Corn is at the center of Arikara traditional life. It is Mother Corn who brings the food and blessings, who renews the earth that brings the rains. Yvonne Fox is an elder, a retired teacher, and a valued historian of the Arikara.
She was the corn, and the corn is one of the most important things in our culture. And we were under the ground, and we were not like humans or anything. It was more like a life force entity or whatever. And the chief sent a person down to the people to help them, and that was our Mother Corn. And she came to the people, and she then taught them how to live together, how to live peacefully, and she also then led them out of where they were, out into the world above, not in the sky, but onto the ground. And there was other animals that came along with her and helped the people.
In the chaos of the 1800s, many Arikara warriors served as scouts to General George Armstrong Custer. Many of the songs of the Dead Grass Society, a dance society and drum group, were about Arikara exploits as scouts. Rodney Hallenwolf.
And when we were young kids, they used to have these medicine doings, they call them kunao, they call it soup hall. And I remember I went over a couple of times with my grandmother when I was pretty young. They used to sing songs all night and sing medicine songs, and then they used to be very smudge people, and you know, just there's a lot of everything was in the Arikara language, you know.
Virgil Chase is a Mandan Hidatsa Sioux and an Arikara elder.
You see, the Arikara people are a praying people. We were known, my grandmother told me, we were known for our power in prayer. we could take a person that was completely busted up, his legs and so forth completely smashed by the bison, and they could cover them with herbs, sage, and they'd start the medicine doings, the drums, and they'd pray over him and cover him. And when they took the cover off, he was whole again. They had the power to do that, them days.
One of the oldest drum groups known, the Dead Grass Society, got their name from the grasses flattened by so many dancing feet. Singer and Dead Grass Society member Terry Hollingwolf.
I was born 1936, Elbowitz, North Dakota. My dad was Dan Hollingwolf. He belonged to the Dead Grass Society, and he had one of the sticks that he had to write to sit at the dead grass drum and sing. And that's where I got to learn my songs from. And then, like these four, these were like, you know, like the four directions, east, south, west, north. That's what Rebecca represented it. They say that drum is holy. And then they had ladies in the back that sang with these guys, four each. Her aunt was one. Then they had a whistle. This guy carried a whistle. Like when he goes to a drum, you blow that whistle, and you're supposed to start again. And then a whip. They had a whip. This guy went around with that whip. Dancers, they all had to get up. Dance.
Shortly after this interview, Terry Hollingwolf passed on. The Arikara were known for their ability to see and predict. Perhaps Terry knew when he sang this farewell song.
It was good to see Wawado, ay, 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 ay. It was good to see Wawado. Like when they went on a warpath, they sang that song. I'm only here just a short time. They didn't know if they were ever going to come back or not. They sang that song when they were going. It was good to see Wawado, ay, 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 ay. It was good to see Wawado, ay, 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 ay. It was good to see Wawado, ay, ay. It was good to see Wawado, ay, ay, ay. It was good to see Wawado, ay, ay, ay. It was good to see Wawado, ay, ay, ay. It was good to see Wawado, ay, ay, ay.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nico Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by Milt and Jamie Lee, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. For more information about our guests, or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at www.wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up, Milt Lee introduces us to Leo Lockwood, a rock and roller who learned to play the drums in a boarding school garbage can. Then Turtle Island storyteller Doreen Yellowbird shares the wisdom of Mother Corn.
There is one supreme being of power and wisdom, the chief above, Neshanu Nachadout.
I'm Arlie Neskai, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on satellite. We have expanded upon today's program at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau. Visit Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. We would like to acknowledge the gifts of music played on our program today. Learn more about our featured artists at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org.